This is the Time Fix podcast, the podcast that enables you to find more time when it really counts. Brought to you by The Time Fix, where our passion is about creating sustainable change in your time management to improve team cohesiveness and productivity. Hello and welcome. This is Ildi Ratz-Prosser and
Pooja Khilka,
your host today. Well, we have a very special episode today, Pooja.
Yes, we do. And we have a lovely guest on our podcast today. As we usually like to have a few guests on our podcast. And today we have the beautiful
Jen Donovan.
Hi, Jen. Hello, ladies. I'm so excited to be on the podcast and talk about getting more time and all of that. Like you've always got pearls of wisdom. So I'm really happy to be on this side of the mic this time.
It's too funny. Hey, let me introduce you first to our audience. Because I'm not sure if everyone knows you. So Jen is a coach, mentor, speaker, and author, and is known for her impactful work in empowering small businesses through helping them understand social media, marketing, email marketing, and the principles of growing a community, and so much more. I'm not even sure if we covered it all. But with successful ventures like Social Media and Marketing Australia, Buy From The Bush Business, which is such an amazing initiative, and Spend With Us, she transforms clients from being invisible into being invincible in business. Jen's latest book, Small Town, Big Impact, is turning marketing into an understandable no-nonsense essential tool for small business owners. And we know how important marketing is for all of us. Jen definitely is someone who you want to know in business. And if you want to stay connected and learn more, definitely listen to her weekly podcast, Small Business Made Simple. And I'm going to be here cheeky because I'm going to say and start with episode 241, where the special guests were
Pooja and Ildi.
Yeah, absolutely. Start with that one. Yeah, that would be a great place to start.
But I had to.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
I love that you had that number. Thank you so much, because I didn't do my research before coming on here and work out what that number was. So there you go.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Well, definitely, that podcast was quite an interesting one. Yes, we were talking about time management a little bit and so on, but I think your knowledge in that space of marketing and how to become visible as a small business owner is so invaluable.
It is absolutely invaluable. So having said that, let's segue into talking a little bit more about how, in your opinion, is a good marketing plan useful and helpful for small business owners to become more productive?
Yeah, it's really interesting to put that productive lens over it, because I really feel like we start up a small business and one of the first things small business owners will do is go and create a Facebook and Instagram account. Hands down, one of the first things they do without even thinking about, is that the place my people are? Is that the place I'm going to be the most productive, that's going to actually get me the best return on the investment that I'm going to have to make into these platforms? Like, I'm not sure how long you ladies have been on those platforms, either personally or from business, but, you know, it's been a long time and they've changed a lot since I've definitely been on the platforms, and it's getting harder and harder. Yes. Like I was just talking to a client this morning and, you know, she's got about 400 followers and, you know, she wants to build her numbers. And I'm like, yeah, but most small businesses sit on a platform somewhere between about 200 and about 3,000. Like, you know, unless they've paid for followers or, you know, they've had a really good scoop all of a sudden, the reality is that, yeah, we need to be on these platforms, but, you know, stop thinking we're going to get massive numbers necessarily. But also, where are you the most productive? And I really feel that a strategy, so, you know, not throwing spaghetti at the wall and seeing what sticks, but actually sitting down and doing a strategy for your marketing can help you be the most productive, because A, you can work out who your ideal audience is. B, you can work out where they actually hang out, because no use being on TikTok if, you know, they're not on TikTok, or no use not being on LinkedIn because you hate LinkedIn when that's all where your people all live. And a strategy can help you work that sort of thing out and therefore make you much more productive inside your business.
That's such a good point, Jen, because I mean, like we said, we've been on Facebook and Instagram forever, but the reality is that our client base rarely lives in that space. Or if they are in that space, the one thing they don't want to see is business.
That's yes. True. Most of our, and we've already identified most of our client base will live on LinkedIn. So that's where we concentrate a lot more. So, and also another thing I believe, and you rightfully said that, is that if you don't know where your client lives, you can't be productive. And having said that, also a lot of these platforms, the algorithm changes all the time, doesn't it? And so It becomes important for you to have somebody like yourself who keeps on top of things like that and understands those trends and can guide you through that. So having said that, we are very curious as to how do you apply some of these to yourself, and how does it help you in your productivity space and help you save some time as well?
Gosh, I don't know. Sometimes I think my head's a complete and utter marketing mess. But I really do try and compartmentalize my mess as I go. But I guess for me, knowing what my strategy is. So my strategy, I always teach, and my strategy for my own business is to reach my business goals. So they sit at the top. So it's kind of like I have these, you know, three words that I have a love-hate relationship with, and it's for what purpose. So if I decide to do something, it's like, for what purpose? Will that help you reach your goal, or are you just chasing a bright, shiny object? Now, it's okay to chase bright, shiny objects occasionally. That, you know, great things can come from bright, shiny objects. But at the end of the day, is it going to help me reach my business goals, or do I need to change my goals because this is, you know, the thing that I really think will work? So for me, that's the lens I run things past, you know, for what purpose? And if I can't give a good enough explanation, I don't get to do it. So that's how I guess I keep myself from going down rabbit holes, although I do go down rabbit holes often, but I resurface myself by saying, for what purpose are you doing this? Yeah. You know, and knowing my strategy, I know my customer. Like, yes, I have a few different customers because different income streams potentially of different customers. Like obviously if I'm talking about marketing and strategy, it's a small business owner, et cetera, et cetera. If I'm wanting to get on more stages, it's, you know, people who run conferences, it's, you know, people who produce conferences, event organizers. So they're different target audiences that I need to target with my marketing. So, but I understand that. So again, that makes me more productive. And again, I think to myself, for what purpose? If I'm producing something, who's it for? Well, if a small business owner isn't going to pay for it and is going to like it, then why am I actually even doing it? So I guess the strategy, again, I guess because I know my strategy in January, for instance, I might set up around 50 or 60% of my strategy for the rest of the year. Like one of my income streams is speaking. So, you know, I might do up 25 tiles that are around speaking and schedule them once a fortnight, and then, you know, repurpose them for the second half of the year. Like it's, yes, I do more organic stuff, but that means that, you know, if I forget to talk about being a speaker that week, I know within the fortnight there's going to be a post about it. You know, schedule a call with me, schedule a discovery call to see if we, you know, would be a good fit to work with each other. I get to schedule all that in well ahead of time, as well as sort of talk about it. Other like testimonials, like they've got to be part of your brand awareness and your engagement strategy. So again, I get to set all those up and just have them sprinkled throughout my marketing without having to keep going back and thinking and doing this.
We should take some notes, Pooja.
Yes. and not just us, anyone who's listening to this, here are some beautiful golden nuggets for them to take away. And, try and implement it in some way, shape or form and understand where they are coming from. Although having said that,
I mean, look, the reality is that we lost our marketing guru in October, and mm-hmm. the reality is that we're just scratching the top of our heads and thinking, oh yeah, scheduling ahead really works.
Yeah, and we have started doing that already, and we do schedule our work very regularly now. So that keeps that consistency around as well, isn't it, Jen? It's the consistency of engagement as well that you are preaching here, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Because like, even though I say I schedule these things in, it's not the only time I talk about them, because the algorithm obviously doesn't love scheduled posts as much as it loves organic posts. So you do have to talk about these things time and time again, other than having them scheduled, of course. But it also allows me time to do one of the most important parts of marketing that small business owners often forget, and I call it my Hansel and Gretel strategy, and it's basically the reach out strategy. I've got to get out there in social land and be social, comment on other people's things, share other people's things, shout out another small business owner, like do the actual social on social media, whereas small business owners are just like, oh, I've posted for the day, that's all I need to do. It's like, no, you've actually got to go and use the platform for what it was built for. It's called social media.
Can I just
for a reason.
Say that you do that so brilliantly, and
thank you. Because sometimes I think I don't. Sometimes it's like, no, you haven't done
absolutely
that for a while.
You absolutely do, and secretly we were so happy about that episode 241, because that just created so much visibility just through your processes. So it's amazing how you really walk your own talk. And you really lead from the front, because it gave us a really nice insight into how can you repurpose, reuse, and do more with content. Because I think the biggest issue for small business owners is that we think that we need to create new content all the time.
Exactly. Yeah. And you don't. And we're fools to think that someone is going to see our post the first time we put it up there. And just to let your audience into, you know, perhaps what you're talking about there is, you know, so you lovely ladies came on my podcast, it went live, you know, I sprinkle it all around the internet. A couple of weeks later, potentially it gets turned into a blog by my virtual assistant. So it gets sprinkled again. And then my assistant repurposes it, you know, 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, 12 months later, because that content took a lot to make. And why should I only put it out there once, type of thing? So I'm not redoing it through the podcast system. I'm redoing it through my socials, through my emails, and just letting people know, because, you know, an interview with you ladies, that's timeless. Like, you know, that the information you gave on that podcast, it relates now, which must be, you know, 12 months or so later. It's not like it ran out of its time. So, of course, repurpose whatever you can.
Jen, tell us a little bit about I know we spoke a little bit about strategy and so on, but tell us a little bit about who you really want to work with. And I know we're talking here target markets and so on. And how do you help? Is it just strategy? Is it implementation? Which segment of this big beast called marketing you really tackle?
Yeah, look, it is a big beast. And I kind of, I was talking to a group of ladies a couple of weeks ago, and someone called me the unicorn of marketing. And I thought that was so interesting. They're like, you just know so much about so much. And I'm like, yeah, but I only know pieces. Like, you know, if you wanted SEO, you could come to me and I could probably give you 10 really good tips on how to do organic SEO well, but then you need to move on to an SEO expert, you know, whereas something like email marketing, you come to me, I can give you woe to go. Like, I'm so passionate about email marketing. That's one of my zones of genius, is to talk about, you know, how people should be using email better inside their strategy. You know, for me, the whole reason you're on social media is to get people off social media into your email list. So it's kind of like, I know bits and pieces to help people to a certain degree. And I guess that's the thing with a coach or a mentor, is they're good while they're good. So, you know, I've had many people come through, do 6 months, 12 months with me, and now it's time for them to move on. They've got an area of specialty that now it's outgrown me. So, you know, I know this much, and now it's time for you to get specialized in, you know, SEO or, you know, some sort of other like Facebook ads. I can tell you exactly how it works, how to do it. But I'm, you know, not the person to watch them and adjust them and change them and things like that. So I like to work with small business owners who have been marketing for a little while but aren't quite seeing the results that they want. So they're not startups because I cost money. Like, other than my podcast and my blogs and, you know, I've got an enormous amount of free content out there. But at the end of the day, this is my business. So I cost money. So I'm quite often out of the realm of someone who's in a startup, but someone who's been in business, and it could be 6 months, 12 months, a couple of years, depending on their journey in their business. But it's who I like to work with, people who kind of know that I don't have to convince them that marketing's important. They know it's important. They just need to do better at it because they've seen some results, but, you know, they get a bit confused. I'm not in the implementation. A couple of times I have helped people out, you know, for 3 or 4 months and created content for them and helped them like that. But at the end of the day, I'm the strategist who can help you and keep you accountable. That's one of my things that I love to do, is to keep people accountable, because, you know, there's so much to do in small business. Sometimes we get confused as to where to go next, or we have big dreams, but we forget to take the little steps towards it. But yeah, so that's where I sort of sit in that marketing strategy, accountability, helping people who know that they need to do marketing. I don't quite need to convince them to do marketing. I just need to convince them to do it more often and more strategically.
That's true. That's true. Point. That's a good point. That's a good point. And you made a fair point there as well, that, you know, you, while you have so much free content that is available through a lot of your platforms, there is a cost to any service. And if somebody is to engage you as a person who helps them with their marketing, there is a cost involved. And it's a very important thing to point out to all the listeners, that anybody who's providing a service, there is only so much free stuff they can really give you. Anything that is specific to you and to your needs is always going to be that extra mile that they have to go and pay for it.
And let's point out that going deeper is always more productive. It is what
I often talk about. My free content is the how. I'm sorry, is the what. So I'm telling you what to do, but I'm not telling you how to do it, because the how is my expertise. The how is what sits in my head. The how is how I help you implement it. So I tell you, you need a strategy, and you need to have a sales strategy and a brand awareness strategy and, you know, an engagement strategy, blah, blah, blah. But if you want to know how to implement that, that's the how. That's my IP. That's what I'm good at. So lots of people's free content. You can find all the free content on YouTube and all the places. But lots of the time, it's actually telling you what to do, but not necessarily how to do it, because that is the IP of the person who's telling you that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. 100% agree. And that's a very good point that everybody, and that's another thing that's, I feel, is also a takeaway for a lot of small businesses, to understand that if they are giving anything away for free, they have to be really mindful
and purposeful
around what they would like to give away for free, and what is it that they are going to hold close to their chest so that they can be paid
for what purpose.
Oh, they're evil words, trust me. Yes. You will learn to hate them and love them at the same time.
Yes.
Jen, could you give our audience 3 tips on how to connect marketing and productivity, or 3 tips that come from that space of marketing, but they are definitely enhancing your productivity? And yes, you already gave us a big one: schedule. But what else? What else can we think about that would enhance your productivity?
Yeah, look, I really do think that the Hansel and Gretel strategy, the reach out strategy, is one of the most productive things you can do, because you can post till the cows come home, but if you aren't building your community, so I talk very much about community and not about audiences, because, you know, an audience is someone I talk at. So when I'm on stage, I have an audience, I'm talking at them. But really, in my everyday marketing life, I have a community. It's kind of like I'm kind of in there, but they're also talking to each other and they're also sharing tips and tricks with each other. It's just that I'm the gatekeeper of that community. So, you know, grow that community. And one of the ways you can do that is by actually being social on social media, by complimenting other people, by sharing other people's things. You're giving another shout out to a business owner and making that part of your strategy as well. So, you know, carving out that potentially 30, 40 minutes a week could be done in 10 minute lots type of thing during the week to do that. I think that from a marketing point of view, you will often get a lot more warm leads out of doing something like that than posting on social media or running an ad on social media to a cold audience. Cold audiences, you have to warm them up before they're ready to buy. Now, of course, if we're selling candles or pencils or the next best, you know, thing that's a fidget spinner, the buying process is a lot shorter, isn't it? Like, we're talking here people that are perhaps selling their IP, their programs, or things like that, which is a lot longer lead time. I'm not talking, you know, necessarily to the retailer that's selling the white t-shirt everyone wants to buy. So I would say that's probably a tip, you know, have that Hansel and Gretel strategy. I think it will be a time saver with leads coming in quicker and warmer for you. I know I did the scheduling one before. Something like Google Business Profile, again, like we have such an emphasis on a social strategy. What about a Google strategy? Because Google is certainly a place where I go for information. You know, that's where I go to get my questions answered. If I'm in a, if I'm on holidays and I'm in a town I don't know, I'll often go to Facebook and Google, you know, local pizza shop or something like that, because I find that people don't keep their Google up to date. And I think they're open and I arrive and they're closed, whereas they tend to keep their Facebook or Instagram up to date. But having that Google strategy, potentially using Google Business Profile as a social media platform, so posting to it, keeping your open hours up to date, posting pictures that, of course, have the alt tags done properly so that there are keywords on those photos, just all those little tiny things, those one percenters that we could all do better in marketing, of course. You know, like you mentioned before about my book, Small Town Big Impact. Yes. Two of the things that very oddly, like there's 107 marketing strategies in there, and the two that get the biggest bang for buck, as in people write to me and go, oh my God, I've never thought about that. One of them is your 404. So when there's an error on your website and it goes to a 404 error page, actually having some marketing on there saying, whoops, sorry, you know, maybe you, why are you here? You know, you've got time to read a blog or listen to a podcast or something like that. Like making a bit of a joke in some ways. It's like, oh crap, I've stuffed up. You've ended up on a page with an error. And the other thing is, if you send a lot of invoices, what marketing do you have on your invoice? Like, we all have that notes section at the bottom of our invoices. You know, are you trying to sell something in there? Are you shouting out another small business that you've come across that's gave you really great service, or a product that you just want everyone to know about? Like, think about those 1% of things that you do in your business all the time that have no marketing around them, but imagine if they did.
That was pure gold.
That is pure gold. That is so pure gold. If any,
we made notes.
We made notes. We've made heaps of notes, and all of our listeners should really, really pay attention to these, because we do not think about these little things. And clearly, it's not a small business owner's job to think about these things. And that's why people like you are so, especially you, Jen, you think so much outside the box. I haven't heard of a marketing strategist who has thought about this till date, and we've talked to,
maybe they haven't had to fill a book.
No. That's That's a fair point.
When you have to find several hundred marketing strategies, you're like, all right, what else? But and most of the things in the book are things that I've seen, or, you know, that I've done either myself or I've seen someone do and think, oh, that's so good. But I've just never had the platform to tell anybody all these things. So yes. They're not all my ideas.
But you don't
necessarily need to reinvent the wheel all the time.
Yes.
It's just using that knowledge and making it work for you. And I mean, look, as dabbling in that space of time management, I reckon we can't really tell anyone anything that would be brand new.
Exactly.
Do we make the connections between the existing pieces of information in a different and unique way? Yes. Mm-hmm. 100%. Mm-hmm. But I don't think that it would be always important to just spit new stuff to the world. It's more about how do you take those tools and how do you make them work for you in the best possible way. And I love, because I, as much as we have a beautiful Google profile, I never thought about posting on it.
Mm, yeah.
As yeah. just the little things that the tool is there. And we know it, we see it, we use it. We, like you said, you bump into a new place and that's the first place where you would go for a good pizza shop. But how do you know it's the best pizza shop if they don't exactly. post on it?
So yeah.
definitely yeah. It's the little things that make a huge difference. So thank you for that.
Thank you so much yeah. for giving us so many golden nuggets. And I'm sure a lot of our listeners and our audience will appreciate it, because a lot of our audiences are the small to medium business owners. And that's something that is always priceless for them. Mm-hmm. All of this yeah. information is definitely priceless.
Cool. Well, so much. It's a dangerous slippery slope when you're in that time management space, because if we open the door too wide, then we'll be here until tomorrow morning and still talking about marketing strategies. So
yeah, unfortunately, I could keep you here till tomorrow morning talking about them too. It is, you know, time management is something you could talk underwater about. Marketing is my jam that I just, you know, again, I said at the start before we press record, you'll have to shut me up, because I really do love talking about marketing. So yes, but it's been such a delight. Thank you so much, ladies, for bringing me on.
It's our pleasure.
It was an absolute pleasure talking to you, Jen, and thank you very much for all your work. And if anyone is listening to this, then they probably have taken as many notes as we did, or probably even more, because we were more focused on talking to you rather than listening. So thank you very much for your time today. We greatly appreciate it. And yes, this is all the time. That's the endings of the podcast. It's the funny parts of talking. Well, this is all the time we had today. Thank you for listening. And if you haven't already, please remember to subscribe so you are the first to know each time a new episode becomes available.
And remember, embarking on a journey to better productivity starts with making friends with your time. See you all next time.